Your freckles are so mesmerizing. What? I'm not kidding. I love them. Every single one of them. Sometimes I stare at them and connect them like constellations. I actually have a couple favorites. How do you think I found them? Oh, you're entirely right. I just stare at you when you're asleep. All night, like a dog staring out the window while waiting for her human to come home. Just call it stargazing, so it sounds romantic and a lot less creepy. You want to go stargazing with me right now? How about we play a game? I connect them with my lips, and you guess which one it is. Well, this is going to require you to take your shirt off. Okay. Do you maybe want to play something else? Like hide the banana? Later. Okay. Are you ready? All right. Okay. One of my favorite constellations is actually on your face. So you didn't have to take your shirt off right away, but. Okay, here we go. Damn, you're good. Aries is correct. Okay, another one is right on your jaw, right here in the side of your neck. Yeah, that was fairly easy. Orion's belt is probably the most identifiable constellation. Well, yeah, it's technically one freckle and two beauty spots, but I just like it a lot. Are you complaining? Okay, the next ones are pretty exciting. They're on each one of your shoulders, actually. You want the easy one first or the hard one? Okay, left shoulder. Oh, you forgot the name? I'll do it again, just for you. Yes, it's a W. Yeah, you're right. It is Cassiopeia. You're really good at this, but let's see if you can guess this one. Guess. Okay, again. It's okay if you don't know the answer. Clue. It's another zodiac sign. No, nothing? It's Cancer. You had no idea, didn't you? There's an easy one on your back, actually. Turn around. I'll trace it with my fingers. It literally spans the whole length of your back, from your left shoulder down to the small of your back. Fairly easy, this one. One, two, three, four, five, six, and seven. Guess. No clue? Well, let me try again with my lips. One, two, three, four, five, six, and seven. It is the Big Dipper. Good boy. I love kissing these shoulders. You want to keep playing Connect the Dots? All right. On your back, mister. I could spend all day just finding constellations on your body. Of course, because some of them, like this next one, is right on one of my favorite parts of your body. Right here, on your broad, sexy chest. What's your answer? Sorry, love. It's Scorpius. How about this one on top of your collarbone? Down the side. Nope. Wrong answer. It's called lynx. Yes, like the animal. Can't concentrate, huh? I can tell. These nipples have been begging for attention. Still want to keep playing? How about one more? I just need to take these pants off and these very sexy boxers. Okay. So here on your right hip. To your thigh. No, not the little dipper. It's Delphinus. Yes, it's a dolphin. I like a man who knows his constellations, but would you like to see some proper stars? I'll gladly show you. I love teasing you and watching you squirm, making you whimper and hearing you moan. And listening to your breathing turn a little more ragged with each pass of my tongue on the tip of your gorgeous cock. I love watching your hips buck up when I swirl my tongue around you like this. Just like this. Do it again for me. That's it. Up and down. your hips for me. Spread these gorgeous thighs wider. You taste so good. Do you want more? Fuck. You want my mouth around you, baby? Hold on to something. That's right. Oh, good boy. Come for me. Come in my mouth. Oh, give it to me. Yeah, right there. You taste so good. Oh, hello. Did you have fun? You want to see more stars? How about we see some together? You feel so good inside me. Sometimes I think that first thrust is my favorite, but then when you start moving like this, it goes beyond better. I'm gonna go. I'm coming. Oh my god. You're fun. I love playing with you too. Watching you come undone feels a lot like unwrapping my first telescope as a kid. Hey, would you mind if I use a permanent marker next time we play Connect the Dots?